Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
The telephone number you need is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. The phones are open. It is Free Talk Live, the Friday night edition. I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Bonnie
and Chris.
So, circling back to this article from Reason about this lady, home, who crashed her car, had a machete, was acting crazy. She was tased by one cop, and then as backup did arrive, the cop who tased Holm was struck by the backup cop. And then, of course, that guy died. So now they're trying to charge the lady who had been tased, was incapacitated, lying face down on the ground after having, you know, a bunch of volts sent through her, lightning in her veins, if you will. They're trying to charge her with manslaughter for the cop dying because the other cop, well, ran them over, arguably. It is a ridiculous case. It is a super ridiculous case. Eugene Volokh, a professor of law at UCLA, says that Idaho prosecutors may have a problem winning this case. I'm inclined to say she shouldn't be liable because this guy, the police officer, was killed by another police officer, he says, which we, of course, said at the beginning of this article a couple segments ago. I think Idaho law agrees with me on that because Idaho adopts the agency theory. The agency theory, as opposed to the proximate cause theory, holds that you may only be held accountable under the felony murder rule if the murder was carried out by other agents of the crime. The state adopted that line of thought in State of Idaho versus Pena, in which Juan Carlos Fuentes Pena's felony murder conviction was overturned because the actual shooter in question was not an accomplice in Pena's alleged criminal activity. In other words, had Mazur been struck and killed by one of Holm's co-conspirators, Holm could be charged, but Holm had no co-conspirators. Back to what you were saying earlier, like if somebody else were there, like committing a crime, then maybe you could kind of see the logic. That's what this is saying, but there were no other co-conspirators.
You know what amazes me is when somebody is supposedly has conspired to commit a crime and they get convicted of murder and they didn't know the crime was going to occur prior to driving away after the crime has occurred, and because they're like the getaway driver. But they didn't know they were the getaway driver, and it's like, but yet they get convicted just because they happen to be, you know, with the person, and it's like, how, like, I mean, how do you, there was no conspiracy because there was no plan between the person who committed the crime and the person who was driving the getaway car because they didn't know it was going to happen in the first place.
It's crazy. I've never heard of that.
Oh, it happens all the time, and that's the thing that just drives, is just bonkers. It's like, what is the logic here?
You mean like somebody's sitting on the side of the road in their car and the criminal comes up to them and like is like pointing a gun at them like, you got to drive me.
No,
then
no,
they
no.
could get charged?
No. It's like let's say we went to the store, right? And I'm sitting in my car and you go inside, you rob the store, you come out and I drive away. I'm and you killed the guy in the store. I didn't know you were going to kill the guy. I didn't even know you were going into the, like, you just went into the store. You didn't tell me you were going to rob the store. You come out, I drive away, and even if I heard gunshot, like, just hearing the gunshots, I guess, is somehow supposed to make you guilty of murder. Because, and you didn't need, there was no conspiracy. That's the problem. Like, if there had been evidence of conspiracy prior to the person going in, like you talked about, okay, you're going to go rob the store and I'm going to drive the getaway car. Okay, I understand that. But that's not what happens. You're just guilty because you drove the car after you heard gunshots and somebody running out.
Yeah, there's a lot of weeds to be in with that kind of a thing, as well as this case. The article continues, she's not being prosecuted for a death committed as a result of a felony, which would be murder, adds Volokh. It occurred as a result of an unlawful act, which would be manslaughter. In theory, you could imagine that being treated differently. This having been said, the statute for involuntary manslaughter is very, very similar to the statute for felony murder. Whether or not a jury will be swayed by the analysis remains to be seen. The trial was scheduled to begin on Monday, but was postponed last week until February 14th of next year, after Holmes' attorneys, Rick Wixom and Jordan Crane, obtained evidence they say could work in her favor. Neither Wixom nor Crane responded to requests for comment, but the two had somewhat of a victory in June when a judge released the findings of an internal police investigation into Mazur's death, which the state sought to conceal. Investigators concluded that Botcher did not activate his emergency lights, failed to deploy his flashlight, and gave wrong directions while Mazur left off his rear red and blue lights and stepped up into the roadway in front of Sergeant Flagel's vehicle. The report recommends roadside safety training. Holm faces up to 30 years.
This is so crazy.
In prison.
Oh, my goodness. This has nothing to do with anyone but those two police officers involved. The police officer stepping into the road and the police officer who hit the other police officer.
This report says that he didn't activate his blue and red lights. I'm wondering if the cop had turned on his lights at all. It was dark. You know what I mean? That kind of a thing. And the guy steps out of the road. Bam. You know? End of cop.
Yep.
So.
Sounds like a Darwin.
Can you imagine, though, facing 30 years in prison for this? Like, yeah, maybe you were out of your mind and you crashed your car. You know, maybe you had some drugs. You know, it doesn't say whether or not drugs were involved, but I'm just imagining what, you know, it must say. You're having a nervous breakdown or something, you know, some kind of a crisis. And so this happens. You get subdued and you get taken away, obviously, right?
And that should be the end of your involvement.
Right. And so now another cop comes up and runs over the cop that, you know, responded to your actions, and now you're getting charged with his death?
Yeah.
That makes no sense.
Cops, you know, they say cops are on the street for our safety, and the reality is they create more dangers than make us safer. They don't make us safer. They actually create dangers, you know, by being on the road. You know, the drunk driver, yeah, he shouldn't be drunk driving, but you are creating hazards while you're going after the drunk driver.
By, speeding after them.
Right, and it's like, just get rid of the cops, and yes, we'll still have hazards on the road, but at least we'll have fewer hazards on the road.
Well, yeah, and it is totally a distraction. If you're driving along on any road, you know, regardless of the time, day, or night.
Maybe their lights are so bright.
Yeah,
their lights are ridiculous.
The lights are ridiculous, and, you know, usually these guys don't travel in packs of one car, right? So there's usually going to be multiple police vehicles at whatever's going on, even if it's just for, like, your taillights out or something.
A pullover because of a taillight, and they'll send a second vehicle with another two officers. So you end up with four officers at a scene to give a ticket.
And they sometimes don't pull over all the way. You have to, like, swerve around them. There's cars on your left still. And I will seriously drive as close as possible to them, just be like, you're still on the freaking road. You need to drive to an exit.
They are trained, actually, to leave and park in such a way that their vehicle is in the road. They're not trained like everybody else,
so that everybody yields
as far as possible. So for safety, you're supposed to park as far away from that line, right, as possible when you pull over for safety. But yet somehow it's safer for safety reasons, the cops literally have their cars parked partially in the road so you can hit them.
You know what is also a ridiculous thing that needs to end? I don't know if it's law or just custom, but when they're a police officer or a fire truck driving the opposite direction of you on a road, and the people going the same direction of you stop their cars. There's no reason to stop your car. I've never been in somebody's way on the road when they were driving the opposite direction of me. Say there's like two lanes on each side. Your two lanes are going forward. Those two lanes are going like backwards from your direction. Why do people stop their cars? Like, it's like in reverence. I will go around those cucks. I'm like, I'm still driving. I'm not in their way.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know if that's a law or custom. I just keep driving. I'm on the way.
It sounds like you're probably breaking the law, but
I don't care.
I'm not sure totally if I'm following what you're saying.
Well, okay, so, like, you're driving. There's a car in front of you. They stop because of fire truck is coming.
On the
You're
other
not,
side of the road.
The other side of the road. The other direction.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
I believe that's the law. And,
yeah, no, I don't care. I'll drive around them.
Regardless, I think you're supposed to pull over unless I think there's a barrier in between at least. And that might vary by state. But, yeah, you're supposed to pull over to the right even though they're on the other side of the road going.
That's stupid.
Right.
Unless they do a sudden 90-degree angle turn, I'm not in their way, so I keep going.
I think the idea is if they can then go faster or something to get to the scene of the crime, or the accident, I should say.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of things that, well, are distracting and don't make sense within the legal system, things that police do, laws that exist. It is a never-ending quandary, a black hole, if you will. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
we still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yes, it's Free Meow Live. No, it's Free Talk Live. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. It is, the telephone number that you need is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
I guess before I do anything else, I should tell you that Free Talk Live's video archives have been on Library for years. Library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol. And we're big fans of that here on Free Talk Live. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey, a video sharing website, to compete with YouTube, and it is really taking off now with over 1 million channels, many of whom are disaffected YouTube creators. During YouTube's crackdown for not towing the government line on COVID, the Free Talk Live YouTube channel started receiving strikes and could be completely taken down really at any moment. Thankfully, Odyssey started offering live streaming, so we're now streaming live every night and posting our video archives permanently to Odyssey. You can watch live or anytime on our Odyssey channel by visiting video.freetalklive.com. If you want to go all in, download the desktop app, lbry.com. That's the desktop app at lbry.com. And then every video that you watch will help seed and keep it online forever. At a minimum, we ask you to visit video.freetalklive.com and follow us on Odyssey today. Again, video.freetalklive.com. And I can't say enough good things about Odyssey and the folks at Library. A decentralized platform that's uncensorable is absolutely necessary in the world today. And, you know, YouTube could have made itself that, but no, the folks over at the big G over there, the Don't Be Evil people, decided, well, we should kind of be a little evil. So,
and just ruin the platform, like,
completely.
When it first started, it was just so cool. You could find all kinds of random videos of people just in their house talking, and now you just seriously can't find good, authentic things anymore. It's all just like, when you go on the I don't know if it's called For You page, but the main page of YouTube is just so a bunch of boring, corporate crap.
And way overproduced. You can tell money's been thrown at it. And it's like, YouTube used to be for, you know, people with just like a camera or using the video camera on their phone and that kind of a thing.
They're all plants now.
And once the big G bought YouTube, that's Google, by the way, for those of you wondering why I'm not saying their name. I just hate giving them any free advertising. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Rich in Pittsburgh. Rich, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, good evening, Captain, Bonnie, and Chris. I got that right. Anyhow, I want to talk about animals for a moment. I don't know, are there any animals that you don't feel comfortable with?
Is this safe for air?
What do you mean?
What do you mean, feel comfortable with?
I don't know.
Want to see a giant squid in my room?
No, but what I'm saying is, I mean, are there any animals, in other words, that you don't particularly care for? That's what I'm trying. How I'm trying to address this.
I mean, like, I never like seeing a bear unless I'm at a very safe distance and possibly in a vehicle. You know,
that they exist. I don't want to be in the same room as one. I hate cows. Cows just walk into the road. They smell bad. Uh-huh. They're stupid.
They are.
Honestly, I only like penguins.
I hate deer.
Penguins.
Wait, why? Why are you asking this? This is kind of a random question. I hate deer, though.
Yeah. What are you trying to get at here, Rich?
The reason I asked this because I feel especially comfortably with dogs. I feel comfortable with them for one thing. I'm totally blind.
Mm-hmm.
So they sort of let me, at least whenever I own the dogs that I did, they made me feel, I guess they made me feel safe. And they would come to the door, which is always a big help.
Yep.
And there was one time, there was one time when my dog would just start. He would like start snarling and barking. I'm like, uh-oh.
Yeah, dogs are great protectors, Rich. And, hey, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate it. Dogs are great protectors. You know, the opposite of his question, he asked if there's animals we're not comfortable with. I mean, I am a dog lover. I love dogs. I've raised dogs, specifically German Shepherds. I think they are one of the smartest breeds out there. They're also great with all types of people, including the disabled and children.
And me either. I've never met one that liked me.
German Shepherds? Really?
Oh, wait. Our friends that usually have a fire, they have a nice one.
Yeah.
That's like the only one.
Yeah. I've had several of them, and they're super nice.
I've never owned one.
And that kind of thing, so. Now, to be fair, law enforcement uses German Shepherds almost exclusively for, you know, their drug-sniffing dogs and their canine patrols and that kind of thing. So, you know, there could be a stigma associated with it because that's the only time people ever see German Shepherds if they don't own one or they don't know anybody that has one and that kind of thing. They are seen very frequently by most people because the police employ them for help.
Paw Patrol.
All right, let's go to Major Payne in Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, well, you're scared of the dogs. Mostly, they can sense fear, and, you know, if they smell fear on you, they're going to recoil as you are.
That's probably it. I really just am usually scared of big dogs.
Well, if you write the word dog on a piece of paper and hold it up to the mirror, it says God.
I know. That's so funny. Me and Ian were talking about that last night.
Completely off topic. I knew this gal in office environment. Her initials were G and D, right? And I won't say her name, but she would sign her emails GD, right? And one day, like, something happened. I don't know, her email app updated or, you know, somehow spell check engaged. And so she sent this email to, like, a whole bunch of people. And it was signed God because spell check kicked in and she just kind of clicked yes to everything and then sent the email to hundreds of people.
God.
Yeah. Thank you, God. Major, what were you calling about tonight?
Oh, God, I'm trying to remember that old actor, George Burns, that just died that played God. Oh, that cracked me up, but you just said what was running through my head.
Oh, God, and anyway. Oh, God, Book 2, yeah. George Burns, that was him.
But anyway, all right, let's go. I'm just going to try to roll this off as quick as I can, but I want to go all the way back, damn near to World War II to now, because this has all come to fruition. Eisenhower, on his exit speech, warned us to beware of the giant military complex.
Yep.
Ronald Reagan told us
did.
The nine scariest words are, I'm here from the government, I'm here to help, right? And
those are scary
and they killed Kennedy.
Hey,
probably the Reagan of that era.
Major, can you hang on?
Trouble that era.
All right, Major, I'm going to bring you back because I want you to be able to say what you wanted to say. I mean, keep it succinct if you can, but just hang on the line, and we'll let you say your piece here about this topic. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number if you'd like to join us. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The remnants of Hurricane Ida caused historic flooding in the Northeast. At least 50 people lost their lives in New York. At least 11 people died when their basement apartment flooded. Governor Kathy Hochul says it's time to talk about infrastructure.
We have put off for far too long the necessary investments to protect us from the effects of climate change. And it's not that complicated, my friends. We know where we need to build resiliency.
In some flooded areas, police are going door to door and writing out lists of people who are missing. President Biden went to Louisiana to give hope to people flooded out there. He also spoke about rebuilding the infrastructure.
I've been working closely with the governor and our colleagues in Congress from both parties on my Build Back Better plan.
He said any infrastructure that is rebuilt should be built back with more resilience. This is USA Radio News. The State Department is attempting to reunite a number of children who were separated from their parents during the chaotic evacuation out of Kabul, Afghanistan. USA's John Clemens reports.
Some were voluntarily given even to strangers by their Afghan parents, who at any cost wanted their children to live in freedom away from the Taliban. State Department spokesman Ned Price says they're trying to do all they can to reunite the children with their families.
As soon as a minor child is identified as being without any trusted adult, we immediately begin working to reunite these identified minors with their families and with their loved ones.
Forecasters say Hurricane Larry is expected to strengthen into a major storm as it moves toward the northeast. The storm is heading towards Bermuda, but is still several days out. It's expected to be Category 3 strength by Saturday afternoon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
You don't really like bacon?
Yeah, I hate bacon.
I enjoy crispy bacon. I make it in the oven because that's the best way to make bacon. You can get consistent crispiness in the oven when cooking the bacon. So.
Yeah, I have to say, I don't like pigs either, but I love crispy bacon.
I used to live next to a pig farm. And pigs are known as disgusting creatures. They're not.
Even Pig Station, I don't think they call them farms.
So I actually used to live next to an actual pig farm.
Where, oh, okay.
You know, the pink pigs with the curly tails, wallowing in mud.
I think
that kind of thing.
They wallow in mud.
They got to train the pigs.
But it wasn't like, if you drive past the cow farm, the smell of manure is worse than...
Oh, my God, so bad.
At any rate, it is Free Talk Live. I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
Let's go right away back to Major Payne. Major, go ahead.
Yes, yes, the real deal and the raw steel. Lead is a precious metal. Never forget that, my children.
All right, go ahead.
Anyway,
I don't know where
you dumped me.
Well, start over.
Dump me on my last roll.
Start over.
Okay, so Eisenhower on his exit speech, he warned us to beware of the giant military complex.
Mm-hmm.
And between that and Ronald Reagan that killed Kennedy,
mm-hmm.
which I believe was their Trump of the day. He was trying to reconcile and reconnoiter what had gone wrong.
I think he was actually going to do more than Trump. Trump didn't do anything.
Well, yeah. Trump didn't get a chance to. He had everybody and his brother again him. But that's a whole other story. We'll not get into that. So anyway,
so they take out Kennedy.
During the Bush years, you had Senior, who was suspect of having been the killer of Kennedy, was being a member of the CIA at that time.
That was
shot him on the culverts, not the high mound. But I'm going to try to roll through this as quick as I can.
All right,
okay,
go
now
ahead.
We're going to Georgie Jr., who wanted to continue his daddy's war and get even with them SOBs, right? They blew the six pillars of the Twin Towers at 5:36 o'clock in the morning. There was only 15% of the workforce showed up. All the hot dog vendors who were Middle Eastern were not around there at the time anything went off. And they're always around there. They fight for those corners where those little vending wagons. Okay?
Yep.
Okay. So we created the Afghanistan war.
We who?
20 years later, this thing has come to fruition.
I mean, I didn't create
given
the
enemy,
war.
China, all our technology.
You mean the United States?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're in the pocket of the New World Order. And I'll tell you what. You better grow your beans. Take whatever you buy, throw it in some water. If it don't sprout, don't eat it, throw it away. If it does, grow it for next year. Because we got hell to pay coming. People are going to start dropping from these shots. They already are.
I mean, there's certainly some evidence to support that. And, hey, thanks for the call, Major. You know, I don't know about, you know, eating beans, but certainly some effort put into preparation is always a good idea, regardless of what's going on. Whether it's, you know, I don't know, your monetary system on the brink of collapse, you know, or you got a hurricane coming, or you got an earthquake, volcano. I've lived in areas where all of these things have been possible. It's always a good idea to be prepared.
As far as the government, though, I think a better idea than just having cans in your basement and growing beans is to build your own system and, like, just cut out that toxic, awful death cult that is the United States federal government and secede from the union.
Yeah, well, there is a New Hampshire bill to do just that.
There is.
Here. We actually have had more success with it than both Cal Exit and
Texas.
So we'll see, but it seems to be gaining popularity fast.
It's in its infancy. I'm a fan.
Yeah. I spent 3 weeks and there's already 10 reps on board. So
I started to listen to the most recent conference call, but I ran out of time, so I didn't get to listen to much of it. But I'm a fan. I'm glad that folks are moving in that direction. It's not my preferred strategy, of course, but I will take it. If we can get New Hampshire to separate itself as its own independent country, declare independence, I am all for that.
Divorce D.C.
Yeah, you know, and you know, it's kind of interesting too, because it's like it doesn't really have to succeed. You know, the bill, I mean, in order for it to be a win from our perspective, because ultimately, at the end of the day, it's just a show of resistance, and a show of resistance leads to more people in New Hampshire migrating that are liberty-minded, and that grows our numbers, which ultimately leads to, you know, basically having more freedom down the
and,
road.
You know, growing your own community outside of the system, like I was
right,
saying.
Right, right. And it may very well be that, you know, the first time we don't succeed, the second time we don't succeed, and the third time's the charm.
We succeed.
And it's because we've got a larger number of people here who are in support of independence.
To quote the former and hopefully future co-host of Free Talk Live named Nobody, if at first you don't secede, try and try again. That's right. So I want to talk about this. This is from the Free Thought Project. There's a liberty activist who's been indicted facing years in prison after entirely legal Facebook posts criticizing the government. In 2017, the Free Thought Project brought you the story about constitutional activist Josh Martinez when he was arrested for refusing to give his age to police on the Nevada courthouse steps. He was attempting to enter the Lloyd D. George Federal Courthouse without having to identify himself. There's no law that says you have to. Since then, Martinez has fought a series of battles for his freedom, going up against clearly false charges as he fights for the freedom of others. Now, he is battling what appears to be yet another set of bogus charges. This time, however, the stakes appear to be much higher, and he was indicted this week on what some are saying are trumped-up and retaliatory charges.
Does it say the statement that he made? Oh, sorry.
Yes, it does. In February, Martinez, 32, was arrested after he made Facebook posts that are entirely legal. To be clear, Martinez's posts were in poor taste. That's an opinion. However, they were completely legal. Earlier this year, Martinez posted a Facebook photo of a flag-draped coffin carried by uniformed officers with the caption, "How police officers take out their trash."
Wait, wow. is that in poor taste?
It's in poor taste. Well, I mean,
isn't that perspective?
It's opinion, right? Above the photo, Martinez said, "I can't wait to see the news and hear that Detective Kenneth Meade is in that casket."
Oh, that's pretty bad.
Now, he didn't threaten him directly. He said he can't wait to see the news.
Yeah, I would not say he needs to go to jail.
Yeah, that definitely doesn't sound like
it's not a threat.
Right. That definitely doesn't sound like a threat.
It is in poor taste. Shouldn't wish death on someone.
Yeah, I don't really wish death on anybody. I mean,
probably not optimal.
There are people who will kill me for doing something like this, if they're called to the scene or they pull me over or whatever, if they're ordered to do so, because they're going to follow orders, right? They're not thinking human beings. So, but I don't wish death upon any person. I wish that they would think for themselves and come out of their indoctrination. But showing how ridiculous the charges are, that post didn't even violate Facebook's terms of service and was allowed to stay up on Facebook. And they, of course, have a picture of it here. In another post, Martinez posted a photo of Dickerson with the statement, "This is Michael Dickerson. He is Detective Kenneth Meade's B-word." Can I say that?
I think so.
"Dickerson, I hope you and Meade die a slow, painful death. Meade, I have a message for you. Molan Lab." Or Labe, however you pronounce that.
What is that?
I don't really know the definition of that. At any rate, again, this post was distasteful, and it was entirely legal. One need only scroll through Twitter or Facebook for a few seconds to find millions upon millions of similar posts about Trump, Biden, cops, judges, local politicians, and individuals whose politics draw them the ire of the political foes.
Poor James yesterday calling and saying he was going to disable Ian to the point.
Yeah, I mean, we get death threats on Free Talk Live all the time from James. I really don't think this is a threat.
No, it is not.
If you want to know what a threat is, listen to James sometimes.
Yeah, he also has like 3 DUIs.
There is more to this story. Do you support people being arrested for something they posted on social media? 603-283-616.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Already. Feels like we just got started here at Free Talk Live. We'll talk more about what happened to Mr. Martinez, but in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
And I have to take a moment and say thank you to Ukraine79 for being an amplifier of this radio show. What's an amplifier, you might ask? Well, AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And if you go over to amp.freetalklive.com, you can find out all about the amplifier program. Ukraine79 gives $5 every month to help get this radio program onto more radio stations. We're currently on, I think, over 180 stations. We could be on 200, 250. 300 is not out of the question. It's all up to you. You can help us spread the message of freedom, liberty, peace, and love here on Free Talk Live over at amp.freetalklive.com. Thank you, Ukraine79. Your contribution is appreciated. All right, so I'm talking about this story. It's from the freethoughtproject.com. This guy, Martinez, he's a constitutional activist. He is facing felonies, apparently, for posting things on Facebook. According to the criminal complaint against Martinez, which apparently justified a $1 million bond.
What? Wow.
Martinez threatened Mead with the intent that Mead be placed in reasonable fear of death or substantial bodily harm. We spoke to a source close to Martinez this week, and they tell us that the reason Mead felt he was in fear was that Martinez called him. To be clear, Martinez was not talking to Mead. He was merely trying to get back his property from the aforementioned arrest in 2017.
Wait, so he called him directly?
Correct. According to policy, if you need to get back your property, you can contact the arresting officer. Mead was the arresting officer in that case.
Wow. So he did exactly what he was supposed to do, and they arrested him for it.
And then they wouldn't let him out unless he paid $1 million.
Because the officer felt scared.
I'm sorry, but if you're a police officer and you're afraid of people making death threats at you, you shouldn't be a police officer.
You fear for his life.
I mean, seriously, I have to tolerate death threats once in a while, and I'm a radio host. Like, yeah. I mean, seriously.
Yeah. It's too scary. I can't do Free Talk Live anymore because of you.
I know, right?
Like, reasonable fear of death or substantial bodily harm.
Whiny.
Look, you're a public official. You're going to have to tolerate a certain amount of speech that might make you feel uncomfortable.
Especially when you're every single day, day in and day out, ruining people's lives.
Right.
Yeah. The Free Thought Project even points out that they get hate mail and death threats all the time directed at their employees, even their families and children, and no one is ever placed in reasonable fear because of them. The emails directly threaten our families, claiming they will murder, rape, etc. If you're reading this now, you can probably even scroll down to the comment section and find a threat below.
Oh, for sure.
But we don't even report them as some, you know, angry a-hole ranting on the internet does not justify reasonable fear. Nevertheless, Martinez is facing a lot of time behind bars because of it. He was facing 4 felony charges, aggravated stalking, challenge to a fight with the use of a deadly weapon, stalking with the use of internet or electronic communication, and possession of a firearm by a prohibited person.
I mean, this sounds like they're just stacking the charges because they don't have anything.
Of course.
Yeah.
He also faces 2 misdemeanor harassment charges. On Wednesday, however, the feds upped the ante and charged Martinez with 2 felony counts of possession of a firearm and 2 counts of a felon in possession of ammunition. Prosecutors claim that when Martinez, who was previously convicted for standing up for the Constitution and is not allowed to own firearms, was raided over the memes, police discovered 2 firearms.
Well, I mean, the basis of the warrant is probably invalid, so the evidence from those charges should theoretically be, I believe, thrown out. But
if government were to follow its own rules, which yeah. we know that they don't. A source close to the case tells TFTP that one of the guns was not his and in pieces, and the other was his brother's in his brother's locked car.
In
which
a car?
Martinez had no access to.
Wow. And okay, so here's another question. Did they get a warrant for the brother's car? And then what did the warrant say in regards to that? Because
it's clearly
if they searched the car and it wasn't. Because you can get a warrant for a home and then not have the right to search the car.
Yeah.
It's not the same thing. You can get a car, you can get a house warrant, and you can then get a car warrant as well if you want that.
Right.
But otherwise, that's an illegal search.
James Freeman, a friend of Martinez, expressed his opinion on what is unfolding in this case, and it's nothing short of corrupt and infuriating. These are the charges put on Joshua Martinez for making a Facebook post that Detective Kenneth Mead, who's with the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, didn't like. The posts were, in my personal opinion, distasteful, but there was no harassment or threats. The posts were used by Joshua to express to his friends how much he dislikes Kenneth Mead after Kenneth Mead spent years terrorizing Joshua and his family.
And guess what? Kenneth Mead, if you're a police officer, you're a public person. Like, just like Kim Kardashian doesn't get to put people behind bars who say, you know, mean things about her. You don't
right.
get to do the same, or you don't get to do that to people. You signed up to be a public official.
The same as any politician. The exact same.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. We talk about not making, you know, death threats, and I certainly don't wish death on anybody, but there are people that I will not be crying over if they die.
Kenneth Mead happens to be a part of the anti-terrorism task force in Las Vegas. He has made 0 progress on the Vegas shooting case, but has spent thousands of hours and hundreds of thousands in resources terrorizing Joshua Martinez, because he believes in the Constitution of the United States. Kenneth Mead's violent actions against innocent civilians are terroristic. And, I mean, I can't really argue with that.
I don't know a police officer who isn't a terrorist.
I mean, everybody
terrorize the public.
You cannot take a position as a police officer and not understand that your job is to do violence against peaceful people, because most of the laws don't involve violent individuals.
Yeah, it's true. And, you know, it's not like, I mean, it's so frustrating to have to hear something like this. But Freeman did end up putting together a powerful video which highlights many of the unscrupulous aspects of Martinez's case. I'll post a link to our social media if you want to scroll down to the bottom of this article and watch that video. There's also a link to a GoFundMe account that you can contribute to if you want to help his legal defense fund. We were talking actually during one of the breaks about how at some point the government is going to grow so large and so authoritarian that it's going to start arresting people, detaining people, and maybe even killing people for just speech. Regular, supposed to be protected, free speech, which is what this is in this article. This is regular, protected, free speech. The whole idea behind free speech is not to support people whose opinions you don't agree with, but it's to, in my opinion, figure out where the a-holes are. Right? So if you let everybody have equal and free speech, you can always know where the a-holes are. If you don't, and you prosecute some people and not others, or if you otherwise, you force them basically to go underground. Right? And then you can't tell anymore. You can't tell what people are actually thinking. You can't tell who they support, who they don't support, all of that kind of a thing. Now, at some point, the government is going to grow so large that it's going to start detaining, arresting, possibly even killing people such as journalists or, I don't know, radio talk show hosts, for example. And we've seen evidence of that already. The question isn't so much if, but when, particularly at the rate that governments are growing around the globe today. Well, I mean, I have nothing more to say. Really.
It's such a frustrating story. Like the cops can do whatever they want most of the times, and if somebody isn't in the position to actually. I'm not saying that they should actually take action against the cops, like, physically, but, if the person isn't in the position to defend themselves, then they'll just be stuck in a cage if the cops feel like it, because...
I don't know. I don't know if I agree with you. I think people should do something against the cops. They should go and protest the cops.
None of this ends until a whole bunch of people start helping out regular people.
Cops?
Mass protest, mass standing, just even standing up for your neighbors, right? There was a thing back in the 1800s when the mortgage people would come for a farm, and all the rest of the farmers would get together and just prevent the person from taking the farm.
People need to just stop blindly accepting the stories of police officers over that of regular people. They're not morally superior.
We are out of time. Thank you for tuning in. Visit the archives at freetalklive.com if you missed any of tonight's program. Tune in 7 nights a week. Thanks and peace.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.